It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It is 103.998.5, MyPigRadio.com, and the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Millway with three locations in our area. There's Arkansas Boulevard, West 7th Street, or Highway 67 out there in Wake Village, and of course, up on 71 up in Ashdown. Check them out, Millway, your friends. And speaking of friends, our friend from the community today that has come in is Robert Klein from, what is it again, justloveandkindness.org.
Right.
Justloveandkindness.org. And just love and kindness is a symbol for what?
It's a symbol of our fallen son mm-hmm. from a few years back. The Just Love and Kindness are his initials, JLK, Jared Lee Klein.
There you go.
And
now, give us a little background. What happened to your
son?
Without
digging.
Yeah. Not, you don't have to go too deep into it, but just basically what happened.
How old was he?
He was, oh my goodness.
Sorry.
27 at the time.
All right.
He had suffered a bad brain injury his senior year at Texas High.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact, after, you know, a year, months to years of rehabilitation and everything, he just was never the same.
Right.
And as time went by, he fell into exactly what we're hoping to cure with our nonprofit, Just Love and Kindness. And he was a victim of a brutal murder. So once everything was done with the trial and all that, my wife and I decided, you know, with God's help, everything we're doing is with God's help. We had taken a quick getaway for just decompression, and
right.
we decided, should we sit on our hands and live in misery the rest of our life, or should we put our hands together and get to work and try to make a change? So took a long time with all the government filings and everything, but Just Love and Kindness was born.
All right, tell us, what is Just Love and Kindness about? What's the goal? What do you do?
Just Love and Kindness, during our decompression, we look back on Jared's life, and it just seems like so much time, money is spent after people are already broken, and the results for recovery are pretty dismal.
Right.
So our thought was, we need to get to the youth. We need to make a change with the youth to where they can grow up and be productive citizens and go on in the world and become productive employees for the community.
Right.
We all know what that's like in today's world for people having to hire folks. And mm-hmm. and if we have a better grip on what these kids are learning, where their attitudes are, maybe we can make a change.
All right.
You will make a change.
Yeah. So
you're making a change.
You're getting the kids before they have the problem. So you were telling me in the Facebook, you kind of hooked up with the Attention County, Arkansas Police Department.
With Pride, right?
Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Yeah, I was in Super One and mm-hmm. ran into Detective Hack, mm-hmm. who was one of the lead investigators on our son's case. And he had just lost his wife and has two children and everything else. And he was worried about us, how we were doing. And I told him our vision on this Just Love and Kindness. We were still in the infancy stages. And we'd been looking, you know, where can we get an established group that is already doing what we're hoping to do? But I didn't tell him that even. He just said, my God, he said, you need to talk to Christy Bennett at
right.
the Arkansas PD with the Pride program. And
right.
he explained it a little bit to me. And we contacted Christy Bennett. And so our focus this year with our golf tournament, the funds raised, or, you know, the majority will be going to the Pride program, who's moving mountains with these young people. Amazingly, they're grabbing them in fourth grade. And these officers don't get a penny extra.
No.
For anything they're doing, and they're mentoring these kids from fourth grade, and a lot of them even past college, the officers strike up such a relationship that they continue to be that friend of good choices and reason even after college. It's just an amazing program.
Yeah, and we saw where the valedictorian for the high school, Arkansas High School, was the Pride Academy. I think the first year that they started it,
yep.
she was like the first class
yep.
that came through. So it's obviously making a difference there, and making a difference on how the kids, young adults or whatever, see police officers and back and forth there as
right.
far as police officers see them.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, with everything going on in today's world,
mm-hmm.
it, it's gotten to the point where I can't even watch the mainstream press anymore.
Oh, well, don't watch the news.
It's just sickening.
I tell people don't do
that. Just need a little good news today.
All right. Good morning. It is the morning show brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. And we've got Robert Klein in here. And, of course, it's Just Love and Kindness is this organization doing great things to in cooperation. They're getting involved with the Pride Academy over there in Texarkana, Arkansas. You said Texarkana, Texas, you're getting involved with them too.
Right. Kevin Schutte, I and my wife, and let me clarify, it's Just Love and Kindness. It's not just me. My wife is the lead on this.
But, if you look at the card, she's the president.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
She's the president.
I have my glasses on. She's the president. Okay.
Nevertheless, it's still tough, and, we were on another radio show, and she had to walk out. I mean,
Well, let's talk a little bit about the golf. You had a benefit golf tournament to raise funds coming up Saturday, the 19th of this month.
Right.
So that's 2 weeks from this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about, all about it. Where is that? Where is it at? How you can get involved? That kind of stuff.
Well, it's a usual, charity benefit, mm-hmm. With a few twists. It's going to be at the Golf Ranch on Saturday the 19th. Thank you, Hunter Campbell of the Golf Ranch. We are adding a little more to it. Our tournament's a little more expensive, but it's got a lot of bells and whistles. We will have not just a little cheapy, but a very good breakfast burrito in the morning, along mm-hmm. with some fresh fruit and various morning drinks and what have you. And then, we will have kids from the Pride Academy there. Just drop your clubs at the curb and they will take them and put them on your cart, get registered. And of course, we'll be selling a few odds and ends at that. And some I didn't mention on Facebook mm-hmm. is that we will have a Orhundae tricked out 2021 Sonata on the 15th hole. Anybody that hits a hole in one on that hole wins a new car.
John, you got to do that. We got to go. Because then I can have a new car.
You can't walk up and drop it in, though. You've got to hit it.
unfortunately, Anna, back in the day, I haven't played much in a long time, but back in the day, I used to play quite often, and I never got a hole. I within a foot one time was the closest I ever came. But anyway,
but
somebody out there very well could make a hole in one and
fantastic.
Win that.
There's some stud players around this town, trust
me. I'm sure they could.
And I witnessed actually one a few years ago on the same hole from 212 yards.
Wow.
Matt Fombe, I kind of thought it. But the ball kind of disappears over a hump, and he's back in the bushes looking for his ball. And I walked straight up and looked in the hole, and I said, Matt, looky here.
Oh, wow.
It's not in the bushes. It's where it's supposed to be.
And believe it or not, right after that, another gentleman from a little less yardage, the very next group, he canned one as well.
Wow.
So it is possible.
It is very possible.
All right.
And we do have, along with that, on the other par threes, hole-in-one will get you either a set of Callaway irons.
Wow.
50-inch 4K HD TV, and also a 500 prepaid Visa card.
Wow.
Along with, we'll have closest to the pin, long drive contests. Mm-hmm. It's just a cornucopia, but again, we're having the breakfast before, and then Trent Taylor of Roadhouse is being very great to us and providing us with a wonderful ribeye steak dinner.
Look out, the Roadhouse is coming with steaks.
Yeah.
there's just a whole bunch going on. The raffle by an arm length for $20, mm-hmm. and I can promise you, unless you're the most unlucky person on earth, you'll get your money back on that just with the raffle prizes. Silent auction think is kicking off virtually online mm-hmm. next week, I think. Lori, I'm not 100% sure. And then it will be live at the course, too, for people to bid on.
Right.
There's a golf trip to Frisco, Texas area, including the room and two rounds of golf. Two hunting trips to Argentina.
Wow.
Dove. Lots and lots of silent auction products and prizes for the ladies as well.
So in other words, come on out and enjoy some golf with your buddies, but have a chance to win some very, very nice prizes and eat some good food as well. It's kind of a whole thing put together. Sounds like a quality event that you definitely want to be a part of. 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The My Pig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. And Robert Klein is in here talking about a very important golf tournament coming up on the 19th. That's Saturday, the 19th of this month. So it's not that far away, just 2 weeks from this Saturday. And they will try to squeeze you in and make room for more golfers in case you want to get involved in this. And how can they get a hold of you to be involved or play golf?
Well, the easiest way is just basically go on our website, www.justloveandkindness.org. Everything is in the website. If you just want to donate, you can do it through there. It'll give you a receipt right away. If you want to register a team, just go to the website, register the team. Even if you're a business, just give us the business name and we can fill in the blanks on the team members later. It doesn't matter. But the website has everything you would need to get the information on the event. Or you can call me as well, 903-278. What is my number? 2590.
You got me. I can barely remember my number, Robert. We talked about this brain thing.
I think that's the right number. But anyway, you can call me as well.
And then I'd have to look at your card, and I don't have my glasses on. And so it's kind of like, you know how it is when we get a little further on up there.
That card.
It is.
It's in fine print there.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Hey, and the Just Love and Kindness is great. I hope that it continues to grow on the Arkansas side and the Texas side. But did you tell Robert that before he left, he had to play a little game with you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
But it was yesterday, and he slept. So
he's like me. He slept since yesterday. But y'all are going to play a little game, and it's whatever happens to be on there today. And today happens to be what they call slogan off, okay? It is classic edition. This is like old TV commercials, like Good to the Last Drop was Maxwell House Coffee.
Yep.
So let's see how y'all do.
As old as I am, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you may be in big trouble.
I usually don't do well.
Here we go. The first one is, I'd walk a mile for a blank.
Klondike bar.
No.
Camel.
Yes. One for Robert. When you care enough to send the very best.
Oh, good Lord.
I can give y'all a hint since
you're
FTD.
Well, you're close. Yeah, it's kind of like how birthday time or thank you.
Birthday cards.
Yeah.
Hallmark.
Yeah. Hallmark. Very good. Look, Ma, no cavities.
So it's a toothpaste.
Obviously. Yes. Crest. He's good at this.
Yes.
I'm old.
Yeah, me too. We try harder. Yeah. I'll give you a hint. The other guys used to have O.J. Simpson running through a parking lot, jumping over cars.
Avis.
Yeah, Avis is We Try Harder. They were up against Hertz. Remember that? Okay. And finally, the last one, and I don't know this one at all. I don't even know what product it is. Probably the best lager in the world.
Molson Canadian.
No.
I believe at that point in time, maybe Olympia?
Well, it says here, and I've never heard of it, but I don't know, Carlsberg.
Okay.
Hell, I've never drank it.
See? There you go. So y'all did well. The only one was the last one, I didn't know that. Nobody would know that. So great job. But, hey, thank you so much for coming in, Robert, and we wish you the best, not only with the golf tournament, but with your organization as well.
Right.
As you continue to help kids maybe get their lives in the right direction before it even strays off.
Keep on the good choices.
My wife and I certainly appreciate you folks' help to get the word out there and come join us.
All right.
It'll be a blast.
I heard steak.
Sounds fun.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.